concern that the Ramban comments on the fact that the Torah Shebichsav doesn't explicitly reveal that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. It alludes to the fact, and based on those allusions, well, we could reconstruct it, and we have such a Kabbalah in terms of Torah Sheba'al Peh, but it's not something which is explicit in the Torah Sheba'al Ksav. So the question is, what's the significance of that? What's the pshat in that? So in you saw the email from last time, yeah. So Rafutna quotes from the Maharal the following. It's a very good pshat in that. Ki hayom hazeh shel echad b'tishrei hu yom hadin mitzad atzmo. Ela shemipas hayos yom hadin lohoye bo inyan hamikra kadosh. Ela shemikevon shebiyom hadin hazeh zocha osan hakadosh baruch hu v'chol zikaron hu latova havei rak mitzad zeh nasa hu harishon b'tishrei mikra kadosh. Rosh Hashanah is the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin is independent and you know, conceptually independent and even historically prior to the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. Again, the fact that Rosh Hashanah, that Aleph B'Tishrei, is a Yom HaDin, is something which is conceptually independent and prior, and historically prior to Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Tov. I'm not sure where the line is between the Maharal and what Rafutna is adding, so I'm not sure whether this point is to whom this point should be attributed. But the first mission, the fourth parak, which describes this year's calendar of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. So it's an interesting phrase, right? Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. So he says, no, the pshat in that phrase is that the Yom Tov is sort of superimposed upon Rosh Hashanah. Again, reflecting that same idea that maybe let's say Hayom Haras Olam and therefore Hayom Yamid Bamishpat Kol Yitzrei Olamim, that for that reason Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, Aleph B'Tishrei is Yom HaDin. But it's a Yom HaDin mitzad atzmo. It's not that is one aspect, one element, one reflection of it being a Yom Tov. No, it's a Yom HaDin mitzad atzmo. So Memela, the Torah in Parshas Moados, it's telling us about what the days are, the Torah's Moados. Not telling us everything you ever wanted to know. I guess nowadays people would write a book, 99 questions that you always wanted answered about Aleph B'Tishrei. No, that's not Parshas Moados. Parshas Moados is telling us about the day B'Tarus Yom Tov. B'Tarus Yom Tov, the Yom HaDin is not B'Tarus Yom Tov. The Yom HaDin, again, is conceptually independent and therefore even historically prior. Again, I assume that this is a footnote. I don't think this is the Maharal. But he's even medayik that when the Ramban says it is the phrase is omer dor sheni. Ramban says that nirmaz bekosuv ha'inyan that the Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin kasher noda b'yisomi piha neviim v'ovos kadoshim. Funny phrase. I suspect if you do a word search, you don't have that elsewhere in the Ramban. So what is that phrase? Kasher noda b'yisomi piha neviim v'ovos kadoshim. So v'ovos kadoshim meaning before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, they already knew. Before there was a Yom Tov shall. Before there was a Yom Tov shall Rosh Hashanah, they knew that Rosh Hashanah what was a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Tov. What elevates it, or what infuses it with the status of Yom Tov? Ela shemikevon shebiyom hadin hazeh zocha osana HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol zikaron hu v'tova. Harei mitzad zeh, harei rak mitzad zeh, nasa hu harishon b'tishrei mikra kodesh. Again. Ela shemikevon shebiyom hadin hazeh zocher osanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol zikaron hu v'tova. Harei rak mitzad zeh, nasa hu harishon b'tishrei mikra kodesh. What transforms it, what elevates Aleph B'Tishrei from a Yom Hadin, which in theory could be a non-Yom Tov, to a Yom Tov, is the mitzvah of Zichron Truah. And that's what Futna says, if you take a look, by the other Moados, here in Pasha's Moados, so for instance, if you look back earlier by Pesach. So without telling us anything special about any special mitzvos of the first day of Pesach, so the Torah says, and if you have a Chumash, take it in Pasuk Zayin, Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. Bayom HaRishon is Mikra Kodesh. And it's the same pattern by Shavuos, by Sukkos, by Rosh Hashanah. Before the Torah says it's Mikra Kodesh, the Torah says it's Zichron Truah. Da'abel b'nei Yisrael, leimu b'chodesh ha'fri v'echad l'chodesh yelachem Shabbosan, Zichron Truah, Mikra Kodesh. So he says, no, because that's the pshat. It's the Zichron Truah which is responsible for being Mikra Kodesh. Now, obviously, it's Mikra Kodesh from the time of Shkia, you know, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and even though we're not going to blow shofar until the morning, but again, conceptually, it's Mikra Kodesh because of Zichron Truah, and that's what the sequencing in the pasuk reflects. So Ad Kan, in terms of what it says here, Beferish, and then he says that's what the Ramban, the end of the Ramban that we didn't read together. Well, the Ramban goes on to say that Alpi Kabbalah, Rosh Hashanah is, again, primarily din, with rachamim b'din. So he says that's the pshat, because Rosh Hashanah, as it were, was an established yom din. And then, with Matan Torah, so then it's we inject, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to inject an element of rachamim into that ma'arechas ha'din of the day. What's the so again, Ad Kan, if you haven't seen it yet, you'll take a look. What's the pshat that din itself wouldn't make it a day of Mikra Kodesh, wouldn't make it a Yom Tov? I mean, the question begs anyway when you learn this Maharal that Pachi Dik is quoting. It's maybe the question is accentuated in the light of the following. when you know the Rosh in the fourth paragraph of Masechus Rosh Hashanah talks about how some of the Gaonim, I mean, we don't do this, but some of the Gaonim used to say in Rosh Hashanah the same way we say in the Tefillah of Shalosh Regalim, V'Hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Esbekas Ma'odecha L'Chaim L'Shalom L'Sim Kol L'Sosom. So they used to say V'Hasiyenu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim as well, reflecting and signifying that there is a mitzvah simcha on the Yomim Noraim as well. In the Rambam, it's also clear, at least with regard to Rosh Hashanah, that there is a mitzvah simcha, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Paraglav Hilchos Yom Tov, he says, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Ushmonas Yimei HaChag, Im She'or Yomim Tovim, in the plural. So, you know, once you list Pesach and Sukkot, that only leaves you with Shavuot, you know. So where did the Rambam get the plural from? Im She'or Yomim Tovim. So, at the very least, he's clearly indicating that Rosh Hashanah has a mitzvah simcha as well. The reason he says it fully by Pesach and Sukkot and Im She'or Yomim Tovim for Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah is because he wants to tell us that the mitzvah simcha is on Chol HaMoed also. That's why he makes the point of saying Shivas Mei Pesach, Hashemana Simei Achag, Im She'or Yomim Tov, Mashen Kein, Meshavuos, and Rosh Hashanah. There's no room for that confusion about what the status of Chol HaMoed would be. So there is Mitzvah Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. So generally, the way we think of it is sort of that there is Simcha despite the fact that there's Din. Despite the fact that there's din, and even, you know, as the Baal Nisan HaTokev tells us, Malachim Yecha Fezun, Chilu Odi Yechezun, that despite the fact that there's din, Afal Pichem Nesimcha. But the emes is that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat at all. The emes is, when you think about it, so the following extraordinary pattern emerges. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that bePesach nidonin al atfua, and bAtzeres nidonin al peres ilan, and bChag stam Chag min sukkos, bChag nidonin al hamoyim, which means that you never have simcha min haTorah when it's not a Yom HaDin. When do you have simcha min haTorah? Shalosh Regalim. Okay, that's unequivocal. Again, you know, without these rayas from the Rosh, the Gaonim, and the Rambam, so maybe Rosh Hashanah is a question. But so leave Rosh Hashanah out of the equation for a moment. The emes is, every day of Simcha min haTorah is a Yom HaDin. So what emerges then is not that the Simcha despite Din, but the Simcha because of Din. That's what it means, right? It's not afal pichein, no. But it's not despite; it's because of. And the emes is it's. We say the psukim in Tillim every Friday night. How does it go? Yisbuchu Hashemayim v'sogei la'aretz yiram hayomim lo yalo sada v'chol hashevo oziranu kolatze yoah. So what's this tremendous jubilation? What's going on? L'shnei Hashem, kivah l'shpat l'sarts. Because there's din. And then we say it again, the three kapitlach later, where we talk about the yishbel tevel v'tzadik. Again, the reaction to din is simcha. How is the reaction to din simcha? So, we react to din, understandably, you know, sort of with our parochial self-interest. So it's supposed to be. It is very scary, and but if a person sort of steps back from that, you know, parochial self-interest reaction to din, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, so then he's misgala and he's miskadesh, and that revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's Ma'or HaSimcha. So it's not the pshat in what the Maharal is saying. Again, the Maharal doesn't, I don't know if the Maharal says any of this. I don't think he does. But just in terms of how we sort of integrate the Maharal into other ideas and the larger scheme of Rosh Hashanah, that the implication of the Maharal is not that Yom HaDin doesn't have any implications. What the Maharal is saying is Yom HaDin doesn't create Yontif. But when you juxtapose the Maharal to what we're explaining now, Yom HaDin certainly does have its own implications. So yes, that Yom HaDin does. So how do we sort of understand, again, not that it's a contradiction, but just sort of put everything in its right place, or try to put everything in its right place. How do we understand, so Yom HaDin is Ma'orer Simcha, but it wouldn't, there wouldn't be Yom Tov, it wouldn't be Mikra Kodesh. So the word is like this, I will say. The Amida for the Shalosh V'Golim begins with Atav V'Chaton. No Yom Tov is a Yom Tov because it marks something universal. Every Yom Tov is a Yom Tov because of the something, the some association with that Yom Tov, where the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is manifest. Whether it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, whether it's Matan and Kabbalah Santoro, whether it's Basukos or Shaftis B'nai Yisrael, Yomim Tovim don't exclusively, they do correlate with universal things as well, but Yomim Tovim don't, are not designated because of universal themes. There has to be something which expresses that there's an expression of Atav V'Chatanu. There's an expression of Atav V'Chatanu. Yom HaDin is universal. Uvrios bo yifakedu ve'al hamedinos bo yeyomer. What's going to happen in the Russia-Ukraine war is going to be decided in a couple of days. The trajectory of the war. It's not something Jewish. The fact that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin is not something Jewish. It's universal. Oh, so that's the pshat in the Maharal. That's why mitzad heyoso Yom HaDin, it wouldn't be a Yom Tov. Oh, but the zichron trua. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem aleinu badin. Because we blow shofar, that makes it into a Yom Tov. The fact that it's Zichron Trua, then the mail, it's Mikra Kodesh. Okay, so we'll stop here for now.